This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, Kramer and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
Hello. What's up, everybody? Welcome to your Wednesday show.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
God, Harbaugh, huh?
I know.
God.
Yeah, I know.
Man, what a Ravens week we've had.
We'll definitely have to get into that.
Yeah. 2026. God.
I know.
We always say, like, and I feel like this is how January goes. We always start very, like, it's going to be a great year. And this is how every, and I just have to remind you of this. This is how every January starts. Where it's like, I think it's going to be a good year. And then, like, January, like, the first week is always very chaotic. And I don't know why that is.
But no, I said that to Garage Boy last night. And I was like, it's only been 6 days. Stranger Things is over. And now always, John is gone.
It just goes like this, man. And so yeah. If you're feeling, like, a little shaky going into the year, just know it always goes like this. Doesn't mean it's going to be a bad year. It just always has to be a little rocky at the beginning. And it's just how it goes. Well, what's up, everybody? 6 o'clock club, early morning friends. How we feeling? How's are we getting into this yet? I gotta be honest with you. My body is very confused.
What do you mean?
Like just getting back into the schedule.
Oh, I mean, I don't think it's a question. I think you just kind of have to do it.
You don't have another
option.
You gotta do it tired. And that's what I told myself. Like I did not get to bed till probably close to maybe midnight last night.
Ooh.
Yeah, like my body was like, I didn't nap till late. I mean, I was like, oh, it's just not well, friends, not well. So how you doing? How you feel? Honestly, how are you feeling getting back into this schedule? Do you feel like you're on track yet? Are you still all thrown off? Because some of you guys may be like, no, I'm good. I don't know.
And everyone's trying to circle back now. Like, don't circle back now. Circle back.
Circle
maybe
back.
Like maybe the second week. I feel like the whole circling back
circling back.
Second week of January is safer because the first week back when you're actually back to work, like, no.
Did you not get overwhelmed by some of the circling back that was happening yesterday?
Everyone's hitting me up. Everyone's hitting me up. And I'm just like, this is not what I meant.
Some of the circling back that was happening yesterday with this show, I was like,
I'm going to change my email signature next year. So instead of like the first day back, it'll be like the second week. You can contact me.
I'm just going to block my email, I decided. Like, you're going to get like a return to sender because I'm like, don't contact me. I'm over it. Char is out today. She is sick. So you got Jess and I. Would you rather Wednesday, first one of the year? We just give you two unfortunate, typically it's unfortunate scenarios. You just got to choose, like, would you rather this or would you rather that? I got a good one for today. New Year's Eve is great. You may love it. You may just kind of overlook and go to sleep early. But I think there's two unfortunate parts of New Year's Eve. And I think those two unfortunate parts would be neighbors that don't respect when to stop shooting off fireworks, right? Mm. And then there's cleaning up confetti, which is always annoying. Mm. So I'm going to go with this. Would you rather have neighbors that shoot off fireworks every night at midnight?
Okay.
Every single night, okay? Or would you rather have to clean up confetti every single morning when you wake up? Okay. Mm-hmm. Would you rather have neighbors that shoot off fireworks every single night at midnight or every single morning when you wake up, you've got to clean confetti off the floor. Like mm-hmm. It's like your responsibility. You can't just be like, I'll get to this later. Like you have to like clean confetti off your floor.
Yeah.
That is your responsibility. Which one would you rather? 410-583-1065, Jess.
I'm going fireworks because that's usually the time I wake up to go pee. So I'm up anyways.
You can get a little show.
So I think I would like, you know, it'll become a part of my nightly routine. And I would rather
look
take
out the
that.
Window.
So it's fine. That's usually around midnight
peeing,
or 1.
You can just look over there and
is
like, oh,
when
that's
I
nice.
Have to pee during the middle of the night. So I feel like I would go that route.
Oh, man. No, I can't. I can't have anything interrupt my sleep. Even though I haven't slept at all this week. So this is, this week would be
but
fine.
But think about this, though. Think about cleaning confetti in like 15 degree cold in the morning. Like,
I know.
No, thank you.
Awful.
You're like shivering.
Dust back thing. What are the things
called?
Heck
no. It'll be frozen.
Oh, it's so annoying to clean confetti up. It's so frustrating. It never really comes up. You know it never does. But I can't, honestly, I can't imagine fireworks every single night. You know how annoying New Year's Eve is?
Tough.
They're
that'd
so
tough.
Neighbors. The neighbors never respect that. There's always that one neighbor that doesn't get it. So, I've got to, because I can't lose sleep every single night. I'd be a madman. So, I got to go cleaning confetti up. It would just be, I would just get used to it after a while versus the fireworks. The fireworks would wake me up every night versus I would just get used to cleaning the confetti, I think.
Okay.
Now. Three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
Chick-fil-A is celebrating its 80th anniversary with new drinks, a few surprises, and a few firsts in 2026. You can find new frosted sodas and floats. They're going to be on the menu permanently. They are releasing four retro-style classic cups with new designs in the coming weeks. And then also they've announced that Cow Appreciation Day will be returning in July, where guests can dress up like a cow and get free Chick-fil-A and the cow calendar that will offer free coupons throughout the year.
Is it worth it, though?
What?
To get free Chick-fil-A just to dress up like a cow?
If you're about it. And I feel like a lot of people ride or die for Chick-fil-A. Yeah.
Number two.
Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban have finalized their divorce, agreeing to waive all child support, spousal support, and alimony. Their daughters, Sunday Rose and Faith Margaret, will live with Kidman most of the year. Both cited monthly incomes over $100,000 in their agreement and will divide property by mutual agreement. Each of them are keeping what they currently possess. The split follows their separation after 19 years of marriage. It's still not clear if they had a prenup agreement in place.
What is Nicole Kidman doing to make that much money nowadays? Is she still doing stuff? I feel like I haven't heard her name in forever. But then
she
again, I don't feel like
did
I'm
a
really,
movie last year.
Did she?
Was
I'm
it
sure
last
she's
year
still
that
making
her movie came out?
Like residuals off stuff. But I feel like I've not heard her name. I'm not super tuned into like movies nowadays, though. I mean, I know Keith Urban's like still making music, but like,
was it Baby Girl? I think was it last year, and she was like on. I mean, she didn't win anything, but like she was like part of the award season with that movie too.
Was she okay? Mm-hmm.
Number one.
Man, the Ravens and John Harbaugh have parted ways after 18 seasons with the franchise. Harbaugh at 63 ended his tenure with the Ravens with a 180-113 record and leaves the team with a Super Bowl ring. Harbaugh is the winningest coach in Ravens history and was the second longest currently tenured head coach in the league behind Pittsburgh's Mike Tomlin. He is just one of eight coaches in league history to spend more than 300 games with the same team. Harbaugh released a statement and said, "I hope a legacy built on faith, always fighting, always believing." Baltimore becomes one of seven teams with a head coach vacancy, but the roster talent makes the Ravens among the most desirable landing spots for potential candidates. Some saying the most desirable landing spot.
You know, what's the real vibe on this? Because I'm not a sports person, but it's really funny to like watch the season. And there's so many comments that were like, fire Harbaugh.
Yeah.
And then yesterday they finally fire the guy.
Yeah.
And then every comment on the firing post was like, oh my God, I can't believe you fired the guy.
Because.
And it's like, well, you wanted him fired the whole season.
Yeah.
And then they finally fire the guy and everyone's like devastated. I'm like.
Because I think honestly, both are true, where the conversation has been that there needs to be a change, period, point blank, because the last couple of years, the team has struggled postseason where like something has happened in like the late minute, like the at the end of the season where it keeps us from advancing, becoming better. And I think that there has needed to be a change to be made, but the fact that they did it, I think it was something that all of us as fans were like, holy crap, it actually happened.
Yeah.
And also, even though that I think this kind of needed to happen and there needed to be a change, that doesn't mean that no one respects Harbaugh for everything that he's done. 18 years is a long time. 18 years is a long time to have to be involved in anything.
Yeah.
And I think he is like literally one of three coaches that the franchise has had, period.
Yeah.
Obviously, him and Mike Tomlin are like the most two most tenured in the league. I don't think that this is over for him. He got a lot of calls. His agent said like seven, you know, there are seven openings, I think, right now. And I don't think it's over. You know, what if he goes and coaches with his brother with the Chargers, or what if he wants to go in college or something like that? But I am curious to see the direction, because now that Harbaugh is gone, this means that they're going to be doing a sweep of the organization. So I think as fans, you have to get ready, because we're going to see a lot of changes made with franchise.
How do you feel?
Yesterday, so the reason why I wanted to play Purple Rain, because for some reason when that got announced, I was like, damn, like, I do believe that something needs to happen with how the season has been going. And honestly, the last couple of years at the very end, you know, and I want to see Lamar get a ring with the Ravens. But I was thinking about it, that there are people that their entire life, Coach Harbaugh has been the coach of this team, because 18 years is a long time. And I just felt like watching Prince sing Purple Rain in the rain at the Super Bowl during her Super Bowl performance. It's kind of like a mourning thing where like, dang, like, I wish him the best. I appreciate everything he's done, and I respect him not only as a coach, but also just as a person. He's a good person. Yeah. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5.
Do you care about body hair less now that you're getting older?
What?
Like, are you shaving less? You know what I mean? Like, do you kind of let it grow out a little bit more?
That's a tough question, because I think body hair for me is seasonal. And okay. I think, you know, if it's in a season and the leggies aren't out, then, you know, I'm not really concerned.
I just hope by 42, I wouldn't care about, like, my back hair as much. You know what I mean?
But I still care. I guess that's actually a fair point, where, like, when I go to the gym, I'm not necessarily like, I feel like probably when I was younger, I felt like my legs had to be shaved.
Okay, so you're caring less.
Where, sure, yeah.
See,
I'm still, why not?
I'm still so insecure in my back hair. I mean, I can't wait to the day. I don't know, when does that day kick in when you don't care about like the body? And maybe it's going to get less as I get older. But like, I'm not there yet.
Yeah, I guess there. I do have a feeling of, I mean, it's my leg hair.
It's less.
Yeah.
and you're embracing it at this phase in your life. I definitely do embrace it.
No, you're
right. That's good. That's a very good thing. Here's the reason. It's kind of a random question. I know. I mean, this question goes out to you as well. Because I saw this list on Reddit. And the question on Reddit was, what's something that you're slowly caring about less as you get older?
Mm-hmm.
And as I was going through people's answers, like, some of these I'm like, yeah. And some of these I'm like, ooh, no, like, I don't care about these less. I actually still care about these a lot. And I don't know, like, where most people are with some of these things as you're getting older. And I thought we could go through people's answers this morning and kind of see where we are as just people and see if are you caring about these things less or more as you're getting older. Brand names. Do you care more or less about brand names as you're getting older? I could honestly... I think I'm caring less about, only because things are so expensive now.
Yeah.
I can't afford it like I could 10 years ago.
To be honest, I don't think I've ever been one that had that as a top priority.
Man, Abercrombie and Fitch used to be everything to me.
So that was like, not
like,
me.
As a teenager, like, having the cool brand was everything to me.
Yeah, my parents definitely were not taking me to that store. So I think I'm just so used to like
not having it
that I've never wanted it.
Being popular. Do you care less about being popular now than you used to?
100%.
Why?
Yeah. I just don't care. Like, I think it's like this feeling of, if you like me, cool. If you don't, that's fair. You know, I think everybody has a different taste. And I think this feeling of, I don't feel the need to defend myself so much. So I think that feeling of that used to be so overwhelming and probably like the driving force of like my young life. Now is very much like, it's okay.
Like,
if I'm not your cup of tea, that's fine.
You know what's really weird about being popular as I get older? And I don't know if this is going to resonate with anybody else, but you know who I still want to be popular with is like high school kids.
Why?
I don't know. Like teenagers, like I still want them to think that I'm cool. Anyone else, I don't care.
That's got to be something deep down there.
I think it is. Like, I still want high school kids to like think I'm cool. Anyone else, like adults, I'm like, I don't care.
Which is like a little weird, like, honestly.
I still want like high school kids to like, I think it's because I wasn't cool in high school.
So you're still searching for
it. I'm still searching for that, like that validation.
Yeah.
Like if a bunch of like high school kids walked by me, I still want them to look at me and be like, that old guy must be cool. And I'm like, I'm not. I'm still not cool. I still don't have it. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
Do you care more or less about work as you get older?
I think the value of like life experience and family time becomes way more of a priority because you have an understanding of like the limit on it.
Yo.
So I will say that's how I feel, where I think before I would miss so many things. And there's a lot of things that I missed, like family related, that I should have been at and I wish I would have prioritized versus putting work first.
Let me give you one more. And this is a touchy topic. Do you care more or less about your birthday as you get older? Do you care more?
Dude, I care less. And that shocks me because I'm like shocked at myself. Like all I want truly for my birthdays in the last couple of years was to go to like my favorite restaurants. Like that's all I care about. Whereas before I felt like I had to plan this like elaborate thing. I had to have a ton of people there. I needed like everyone to call me or post about me or something. And now I do not care about that like I used to.
Why do I, every year, why do I care more and more?
I know.
Isn't it weird?
It's a little weird. Alarming.
It's a little, there's something.
It's almost like increasing for you.
That's what I'm saying.
Which I don't know what that means.
You would think every year you'd care a little bit less, but every year my expectations are getting higher and higher.
Which is weird because as the older you get, it's harder for people to make plans. So I don't know where your expectation is coming from.
Every year, I just want people to do more and more and more, and they don't. And
yeah. We got to look into the high school thing for you and the birthday thing for you, right? 2026. Let's look into it.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 minute.
Mix 106.5.
All right, you ready to go? New year, new prize, $1,000 to Royal Farms. Caller number 10 is playing today. Good morning. Who's this? Hi.
This is Molly.
Hello. Oh, hello, Molly. You're
hey,
10.
Molly. Good morning.
Good morning.
You ready to go for it, Molly?
I hope.
But, well, that's you're here to hope and a prayer today. That's all that really matters. Molly, have you played before?
I have not played before.
Molly's first time, Molly.
Let's go. Let's go, Molly.
I love your name, by the way. I've always loved the name Molly.
New year, new you. You know what I mean?
Yep.
let's give this a shot, Molly. Well, welcome. We always love first-timers. We clap no matter how you do. It's always kind of intimidating. So have you heard the game before, though? Do you know how we play?
Yeah, actually, me and my kids listen to it every morning.
Oh, my gosh. Well, are your kids with you right now?
They are.
Hi, guys. How's it going? What are your kids' names?
Kelly and Brantley.
What's up, Kelly? What's up, Brantley? How are we doing, guys?
Good morning.
Welcome to the game. Glad to have you guys here. Well, Jess will go over the official rules with everybody, then we're going to play. Jess, how do we do this?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win a $1,000 gift card to Royal Farms. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass. And then we can actually go back to them, but only if there's time at the end. Molly, you ready to play?
Yep, I'm ready.
Your chance at $1,000 to Royal Farms starts now.
Question number one. How many zeros are in the number 100,000? Or you can pass. 100,000.
Pass.
Question number two. In what country would you find Mount Fuji?
We're going to pass.
Okay, question number three. Which artist has won the most Grammy Awards of all time? Most Grammys?
Pass.
Question number four. Who said Hakuna Matata?
Who said it?
Yeah,
who said the movie or...
The characters.
The characters? Oh my God.
There's two. We'll
I
take one.
Think right now.
Who said that? There's two. We'll take one or the other. Or both.
The Lion King.
But who was it?
The Hulk?
Oh, no. Hakuna Matata.
Oh, no, guys. Oh, no. I feel like there's miscommunication in the car.
If you were to say that it was the easiest one, I really hope that
it's all right.
It's okay. It was Timon and Pumbaa and the Lion King. It's okay.
It was not the Hulk, just for reference. It was not the Hulk. Yeah, he does not seem.
It's okay.
Listen, I'm telling you right now. For everyone's like, oh my gosh, like I'm telling you, the first time that you get on this game, it's very intimidating.
Yeah.
The time seems very
totally
fast.
Agree. And, I'm like
Kelly guys, and Brantley, where were you on the Googling for mom, guys?
Yeah, like it's all right. It's a team effort here, but I'm telling you, it is very intimidating. So yeah. I understand. Listen, no.
And you're trying to turn around. Yeah. You're trying to hear what they're saying. It's totally okay.
There's a lot going on. We're gonna clap. Come on, let's clap. It's, yeah. It's like we said.
First time getting through in 2026. Yeah. And it won't be your last.
It's all right. All right, let's start from the top.
Yeah, we'll definitely call again.
Well, I hope you do. Let's start back from the top. We'll go through some of these answers, and then we'll see how we would have done with the rest of the questions, okay?
All number right. one, okay. How many zeros are in the number 100,000? That's 5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number 2, in what country would you find Mount Fuji? That's Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, which artist has won the most Grammy Awards of all time? That's Beyonce.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, yep. Beyonce has that, I think, with 32 Grammys.
That's crazy, by the way.
Let's see how you guys would have done on the last three. Number 5, Starbucks was founded in what city?
Do you know?
Anyone?
Anybody?
Anyone?
Carr.
Bueller?
Brown.
Anybody?
Kelly?
Seattle.
Yep.
Number 6, which toy was an animatronic teddy bear that used cassette tapes to tell stories?
Oh, I don't know.
It's Teddy Ruxpin. I didn't know what that is either.
Yeah, Teddy Ruxpin.
And this last question, if we have any Swifties in the car, what is the title of the 2014 Taylor Swift album that includes hits Shake It Off and Blank Space?
Hey, none of us are Swifties.
Oh, man.
1989. It's okay, you guys.
Right. Hey, it's all good, guys. First-timers.
Yeah, we're just happy you guys were here.
Come on, let's clap. First-timers again. You guys did great. It's all good. Hey, tomorrow we come back. We have 7 new trivia questions. We're going to try it all over again. Okay, guys?
Yeah, hopefully they'll be better on their Googling game.
Have a good day, you guys. And the $1,000 Minute is sponsored by Royal Farms. With the ROFO Rewards app, you can get exclusive deals every day. To join, text ROFO, R-O-F-O, to 43751. Royal Farms, real fresh, real fast.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I just think you're being hypocritical. All season you wanted this guy gone. And now you're sad about it? It just doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
People are allowed to feel that way.
You can feel however you want to feel.
It's
just saying
how we're all feeling.
From the outside point
of
view,
it's a valid way to feel.
You can feel. Listen, and I want all feelings to be accepted in this conversation. But I just think it seems a little hypocritical, right? Y'all, this is Mix. It's Kramer and Jess. Good morning, Baltimore. Like, it's a sad, weird day. Coach Harbaugh, no more.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And like, I know when you saw that news yesterday.
It was shocking.
It was shocking.
Yeah.
It shocked you. Whatever that feeling was, it was definitely shocking, right? I mean, we don't have to, we should probably go through the details. Just, I mean, I know you know the news, but let's just, I guess, go through it just in case you were under an absolute rock yesterday.
Yeah, after 18 seasons with the franchise, the Ravens and John Harbaugh have parted ways.
Damn.
He is 63 years old, and he ends his tenure with the Ravens with a 180-113 record and leaves the team with the Super Bowl ring. He is the winningest coach in Ravens history and was the second longest currently tenured head coach in in the league. And he is one of just 8 coaches in league history to spend more than 300 games with the same team. And Baltimore now becomes one of 7 teams with a head coaching vacancy. But the roster talent makes the Ravens among the most desirable, if not the most desirable, landing spot for potential candidates.
Yeah. I mean, it's sad.
And my feelings on this is I believe that a change needed to be made. I was shocked because I couldn't believe that they actually did it, because I feel like it takes, I don't know, I just feel like Baltimore takes a long time to like change things. I feel like we like our people. We like routine. I think this is a very loyal place. But that doesn't mean that we don't need growth. And I feel like if there was any song I could dedicate to this man, because I will always love and respect him, is Purple Rain by Prince. Like, we're crying.
I think the tears are funny, because like yesterday I'm sitting here, and like all season, I'm not a sports guy, right? But like all season I've been like reading the Facebook comments, and they're all like, oh my God, fire Harbaugh, fire me sucks, he's the worst coach, blah, blah, blah. He's messing up every game, blah, blah, blah. And then yesterday I'm reading the comments, and it's all like, oh my God, how dare you get rid of him? How could you get rid of him? And we love him. And it's like, you can't be both ways.
Yes, you can. You can still love somebody, but need to move on to grow.
It just seems completely hypocritical to me. It just doesn't really make sense. Hey, Kelly in Cadenceville, good morning.
Good morning.
So how are you feeling, honestly, about the whole thing?
I mean, I was shocked seeing the report come out yesterday, but honestly, as like a lifelong fan, I have nothing but respect for Harbaugh, yeah. But I do know that we need change.
Yeah.
I want Lamar to get a ring so badly, mm-hmm. And I think that we just need a change. We need a clean house sweep of the organization, and I'm just excited, but yeah, definitely bittersweet. He's like all I've really known as a head coach, so
yeah,
it'll be interesting.
Wait, Kelly, were you one of those people then all season that were like, fire Harbaugh?
I mean, slightly, yes.
I can't believe they actually did it, because I didn't think that they would do it. I just don't think that's, Baltimore takes forever to make a change, so it's like, do you kind of get what I'm saying, Kelly, when I say that?
100%. We are a very conservative organization,
and
obviously we've held on to him for 18 years. I didn't think that this would do it, but I mean, yeah, I can't believe we actually did it, and I think, yeah, everyone's just shocked, and I think Purple Rain response was the perfect song for that. Yeah.
Right? That's what I'm saying. Purple Rain goes out to my guy. Yeah. Thank you so much, Kelly.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good one. You want to hop in the conversation? How are you feeling, honestly? Are you shocked? Are you sad? Like, what's your feeling with John Harbaugh being out? Hop in the conversation. 410-583-1065. Hey, Mary in Baltimore, good morning.
Good morning.
Wait, were you also one of those people that were like, fire him all season, but now you're sad?
I'm sad because we've had him for 18 years, right. But I've said for the last 2 seasons he needed to go.
But then I just feel like you can't be sad then if you wanted the guy to get fired.
Yes, you can, because no,
bad breakup,
change is a natural thing, and sometimes you outgrow things, but just because you outgrow and you have to move on doesn't mean you don't have love for the situation that got you there in the first place.
Yeah.
John Harbaugh, I think everyone is on the understanding. I don't want to say everyone, because I'm sure like a lot. I'm sure there's people that didn't want this to happen, period.
Yeah.
But I think that you can't always...
what's your husband say? How does he feel about this?
He doesn't blame Harbaugh. He blames the defensive coordinator.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
You think it's okay to wish him to be gone and to also be sad? You think that's okay?
Yes, because like I said, it's like a bad breakup, Kramer. When, you know, you're used to something for so long, and then when it ends, it hurts a little bit.
Yeah, we're
But
in
I
mind.
Wish him well. He's going to get snatched up.
He's
going to get snatched up because he is a good coach.
Will you feel bad about that when he's coaching somewhere else and, like, we don't have him anymore?
No. Why?
We're going to wish him the best.
Why? It was his time to go. He took us as far as he could.
Okay.
And, yes, he does have a ring. But just because he left our organization doesn't mean you want to see him not do well. It's just like Flacco. We let Flacco go. And when I'm retired, I wished him well.
And what happens
from when he was at the stadium?
And what happens when he shows up at the bank? He gets a standing O because there's respect and love there still.
Yeah. Exactly. I was there when Suggs came, and we respected Suggs.
What's up, Jim Cainsville? Good morning.
Well, good morning. You know, the Ravens is a team, mm-hmm. and you just can't blame one person for a loss for all these years. You got to blame the whole team. And if the punter would have made that field goal, John Harbaugh, they would have turned around. Everybody would have said, oh, he's a great coach. We're going to the playoffs. So, he wouldn't have been fired.
So you think even just like taking into account how we've struggled in the postseason the last couple of years, if we would have won the game on Sunday, made it to the playoffs, you don't think there would have been any changes at the end of this year? You think it would have stayed the same?
No, there's no way, right?
Well, the thing of it is, if you're going to make changes, you got to look at the whole picture. You just can't take Harbaugh and go, hey, he's to blame for us losing all these games and not going to the playoffs all these years.
Listen,
no, I agree with you there, but I think that's why the change was made, because now that he's gone, they're going to clean house. So it's not just John Harbaugh that we're losing. I think that they're going to make a lot of changes. So I almost felt like it just kind of feels like a statement. And I think in the coming days, if not weeks, we're going to see people that have been in their place for who knows, maybe the same amount of time that John Harbaugh has been there, like being relieved.
I think they would have, they should have taken a step back and before they fire, tell all the fans and come out and say, hey, we need to make some changes and give us some feedback. What you think?
Oh, wow.
Have the fans vote. A fan vote.
Dude, there's no way.
Yo, a fan vote. Yo, no, I like way. That.
No.
Yo, let us vote.
No,
you know what I'm saying? Like, the city
so
comes
unhinged.
Out from the bank.
Absolutely not.
It's like everyone
no
takes it. Everyone gets a vote. And like, yo, let us vote
that
on it.
That sounds like the most chaotic
no,
thing
I like
that could
that
ever
idea.
Take place.
I think you're
no.
right. Fans vote. And whoever it stays. It's like American Idol, basically.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like... now you're
well,
on to
at
something.
At this point, it does feel like WWE. So I think at this, who knows what we should do.
Let's
now.
Wrestle for it.
I knew I would stir the pot making that statement.
No, I like that American Idol style. I say, bring back Harbaugh. Everybody gets a vote. Text in to win, and like we'll see. We'll make it a radio contest at this point. You know what I mean? Yeah, okay.
There you go. Thank you very much.
What do you miss the most about 2016? And if you're like, hang on, wait a minute, is this a replay show? It's not. No, we're live this morning. What do you miss the most about 2016? This is a trend going around right now. You've seen this on TikTok?
Yeah.
Where people are talking about
it. It's like literally Garage Boy and I were talking about it the other night. It's like that's all our feed is, because that's kind of like prime. We were like 22, 23.
Yeah, this is for you guys
in 2016.
It was. I was already adult at this point. I was already working, man.
We weren't.
I was going to say, this is not really my prime.
We weren't actually grown-ups yet.
Is 16 when I was going through my divorce? So I don't really...
Ooh, well, that took a turn.
What do I miss the most about 16?
Is it too late to say sorry?
My alimony payments.
You'll cry. You'll cry to Justin Bieber. All of us were like, woo, purpose. And you're like...
But it's a thing right now, man. A lot of people are going back to it's saying, like, what do they miss the most about 2016?
And we're trying to bring those vibes back. I'd say, like the millennials in my age group, I think we're trying to bring back the vibes of 2016.
So I thought this morning what we would do is we would do that ourselves and, like, sit with us here for the next couple of minutes and let's go through what was really popular in 2016. And if I say... What if you could only bring one thing back? One thing.
No.
Yeah. You only get
much.
One. You only get one thing. All right. You only get one thing.
Okay.
So by the
okay.
end of the segment, we're only going to be able to bring one thing with us to 2026 that like we can really enjoy. What's it going to be? And the reason people are doing this, by the way, it's all nostalgia. Life was lighter back then. We seem like come on, like. Life wasn't as crazy.
Everyone was wearing flower crowns and chokers,
you know,
and ripped
what I mean?
Jeans.
It just life just seemed to be a lot lighter 10 years
yeah.
ago. So let's go back. I'll run through some of the things that were popular back then. Pokemon Go was really big that summer.
Is that when Pokemon Go came out?
That was taking over the world.
That
was the big summer of that, man.
Yeah, that was fun.
The mannequin challenge was really big that
yes,
summer.
Yes, 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 yes.
Snapchat filters with the dog ears was mm-hmm. popular that year.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram was really big, but it wasn't divorced.
And you could actually see your friend's posts on Instagram.
Exactly. Musical.ly was really big. This was before TikTok felt like a job you had to do. This was like when, you know, Musical.ly was before TikTok and we were just kind of getting into the whole video thing. It wasn't this whole forced.
It wasn't forced. Yeah.
It wasn't. Stranger Things.
Oh my gosh.
Had come out that year.
Wow.
So that was really big. People were binge watching, but it wasn't like there was a million shows. You weren't paying $27 a month. It was like still fun to do.
Yeah.
Let's go through some of the music that was popular that summer, because the summer that year was owned by people like Drake had One Dance. But I need
a one dance. Guys, remember Drake? Damn. 10 years later?
Don't say that. Have some respect for Drake.
No, but no, trust me. Like, that is like height, like what we were listening to.
I know.
It is weird to think about Drake in 2026 and how we were... How we were connected to him in 2016.
He was your guy, okay?
Okay, no, I'm not saying that disrespectfully. I'm saying that because it hurts me.
All right, I can say the same thing about the next person. Y'all remember Rihanna, okay?
Okay.
Hey, no, you ain't heard a word from her either. Don't act like...
Sorry, Rihanna and Drake, you can't even compare. Rihanna's out here like, I gave you Fenty, I gave you Savage. Like, I'm out here doing... We still get things from Rihanna, and it's not like a, I don't know. I don't want to say disappointment.
Jessica, be nice.
But I don't feel that way about Rihanna.
She gave me that weird one movie. What was it for? Black Panther, I think it was.
Excuse you.
That was not a good song.
Chainsmokers. Oh my God.
I know.
Yeah.
Adele.
Yeah. Where's Justin? Give me Justin.
I know. You got it. Don't worry. Is it too late
now to say sorry? I remember where I was when he released this music video. Like, all of my roommates ran to our living room and, like, got on my friend's laptop and were like, did you see what he just dropped? Like, Purpose?
Yeah.
JB?
Yeah,
you had to be there.
I know. We're talking, by the way, just tuning in, we're talking about 2016 nostalgia. A lot of people right now are talking about, let's take us back to 2016. And we're saying, if you can only bring one thing back, like, what is the one thing you miss the most?
Justin Bieber's dance moves. You guys, he will not be dancing at Coachella. I'm sorry. He won't. Like, he's just not.
Do you miss Justin the most? Do you miss 2016 Justin the most?
Like, you guys see him on Twitch. That's not Justin.
Let me give you a couple more things. Before you decide what you miss the most about 2016.
But that's not him.
Chokers, ripped jeans.
Yeah, duh.
Adidas Superstars. Yeah. That was the style. Bold brows, yes. Matte lipstick.
Colored hair.
Festival fashion was peaking. Coachella vibes were massive.
And you were wearing that not just at festivals. That was my wardrobe.
That was the wardrobe.
That was like on a regular day.
Concert tickets were not impossible to buy back then.
Yeah.
Right? Phones did not fully own us at that point.
Yeah.
Group texts were fun before everybody got super chaotic with them. Y'all, we had less AI back in the day. Mm-hmm. Like, things were like natural, less filters. We were being way more real online. So I'm going to ask you the question. What do you miss the most about 2016, Jessica Dutra?
I think it has to be social media.
Okay.
Just
social media before it got out of control.
Yeah, because now it rules everything. And I think at that time it was so fun. Like, you weren't doing anything to try and be aesthetically pleasing. Like, Snapchat just came out. It was fun. And it didn't feel scary. And I think I miss that because of the way that it is now and how it's integrated. And it's just... I'm like scrolling last night and I got off Instagram because I'm like, I've literally been scrolling for a minute and a half and I haven't seen one person that I know.
That's true. You don't see your friend stuff at all anymore.
No, and I miss the, and the filters weren't like Facetune. It was just sepia.
I know.
And I miss
it.
I think I'm going to say social media because it felt fun and it didn't feel scary.
I think what I miss the most about 2016 is life before AI. I think we're getting so used to it now that, like, we forget what life was like before AI.
Dude, it's like a big thing in your life.
I mean, it takes over so much. And just the internet in general. It's just all AI now. Carrie, what do you miss the most about 2016?
Oh, the gas and grocery prices.
There's that. You're right.
How do we not even go through that? Because we're asking the question of, like, what could you break? Like, what do you miss most about 2016? And, like, how do we not even think about
Who cares about a Snapchat filter when we can afford a living? Am I right? Jeez.
Livable wage, am I right?
Woo!
Correct.
How about those rents? Anybody miss those rent prices from 2016?
Like,
yeah, definitely.
And gas prices.
Gas.
I miss when you go into the gas station, when you go pay for your gas, the cheap little soda prices and the little 25-cent gums that they no longer have because the gum went from 25 cents to $3 and some change a pack.
Like, this is getting sad now.
Do you guys want? Do you guys even want me to do the research on this? I could do the research. Do you mean figure out like how much our average grocery and gas bills were back in 2016?
Yeah, do it.
Or will it make you sad?
Oh, ask,
feed into the AI obsession and ask Chatty.
Okay, average gas price in Maryland in 2016. This is going to make us.
You think it's what, 225?
I think it was 225 or 220 or something like that.
Okay, in June in 2016, the average gas price in Baltimore was 228. No, you're right. It was 228.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So that makes you feel better.
Okay, Carrie, keeping the receipts.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't know what makes you feel better.
I own a cleaning service, so I've got to keep those receipts.
Yeah,
she literally keeps the receipts for everything.
You do.
Yeah, damn. I'm between gas and food. I don't know. I miss 2016, man, for sure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Parents, is it normal for you to buy stuff for your kids that you actually want for yourself? Because I don't know if I'm just being a selfish person or like if this is a typical thing to do when you have young kids. Over the holidays, but in case you don't know, my sister has triplets. I guess they're my niece, nephews, slash god kids. Long title here. And my sister had sent me this long list of things that they quote unquote wanted for the holidays. And there was multiple lists that came through throughout
November.
You
didn't get anything on any of the lists?
No. And I'll tell you why. Because the first list of my sister sent me was just ridiculously high priced stuff. It was like, what did I say? It was like $250 worth of stuff. And I'm like, I'm not going to spend $250 for kids. Like they're two now. They just turned two. They don't know. They didn't ask for this stuff, right?
You don't know that?
They didn't. I'm not spending $250. They don't know what's going on yet.
The conversations they have in their home?
I'm not spending that. Now, my sister also sent me another list of things that they quote-unquote asked for. Like, one was like a banana, a remote control, a dog. Clearly, I'm not going to give them a dog, a remote control, or a banana. So, what I decided to do for them...
get them nothing that was asked for.
Well, I was like...
And go completely rogue?
At this point, I'm just going to give them stuff that I enjoy because this point they don't care. Like, they don't know what anything is. They just like to unwrap things and like play with toys. They don't know the difference between like this toy and that toy. They just like stuff, right? Like, for example, they don't know the difference between like a little people. What are those things called? I forget. There's some Fisher Price toy set that my sister specifically wanted, and a Super Mario castle set. Like, they don't know the difference. They don't know the difference.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, if they're going to get some kind of toy set, why not get the one that I would like to actually play with more, so which
the,
would be
the person that complains the most about not getting what they want and demanding what they want. You didn't get them what they wanted?
I got them toys that I thought were cool for me.
Dude, you're the worst. Like, actually the worst. You are a walking contradiction.
Now, before you say that, because after I gave it to them, and they opened, and they liked it. I'm not going to lie. They liked it because they're toys. Like,
but that go-kart thing your sister put on would have been cooler.
I know. It was cool. It was so expensive. It was. I didn't feel like I needed to spend $200-some-odd on these kids. I really didn't feel like I needed to.
We know.
So if I was like, if I'm going to buy any kind of toys, it's under this. I'm gonna buy them toys that I like.
Never see them, but you're going to get them toys that you want them to have just because you wanted it? Okay, that does not make any sense at all.
But I will be honest. After I gave it to him, I was like,
did they like it, or were they like, who cares about this?
No, they did. They're like, well, kind of. I mean, they're two.
Exactly, because I wanted the go-kart.
But that was the difference. It's like, they don't care. They're going to move on anyway.
Not from the go-kart. I'm still thinking about the go-kart.
It was cool.
It was cool.
It was so expensive.
You always remember, like, when you're tiny.
Not that
There's
age.
Only a small time in your life where you can fit in those mini things.
They will when they're five, but not yet.
Mm.
Okay, so I got a question. Is that a
Are
normal?
Are you wrong? Yes.
No, I'm not saying am I wrong. Mm. Because I don't know if it's wrong or right. I think that's just, we can't answer that question. It's unanswerable.
Okay. Was it whack? Yes.
No, my question is this. Parents, do you do that? Do you buy toys that you think are cool? Because who cares?
That's what you want?
Because the kids don't know the difference. They don't know. How would they know the difference between
kids
a Super
Mario? More
like,
than you think.
I
don't like
super,
that you're taking away their agency
I don't think,
like that.
I don't think they do.
It's not fun.
I don't think they do. Can we get just a really quick parental feedback on this really quick? Do you buy toys that you think are cool? Because who cares what your kids think? They're too young. They don't know. You know what I mean? I'm not a parent. I don't know.
Dude, I went through this over Christmas getting gifts for Abby and Maya. And, like, the year previous, it was a lot of fun because they were into, like, K-pop and anime and, like, Hello Kitty and all these things. And I think especially with Hello Kitty, like, Hello Kitty is my thing. And I loved buying them Hello Kitty stuff. I loved picking those things out. And so just from the conversations that we've had, like, it's not as important. It's not as frequent. And I can kind of tell the interests have changed. And so I asked my aunt, are they still into X, Y, and Z like they were previously? And she's like, no. And I was like, all right, well, then what does Maya want? You know what Maya wanted? My 11-year-old niece Maya wanted for Christmas? She wanted a set of, like, rainbow-colored knives because she's... And that's what she wanted.
For what?
Because she's learning how to cut stuff. She's starting to like
cut
to cook.
What?
And so she's cooking. Oh. She's like cutting tomatoes. She's cutting onions and all
kids
that kind
are
of
so
stuff.
Weird nowadays.
And for me, a little bit broke my heart because I was like, yeah. I don't get to buy Hello Kitty for anyone but myself now, and I hate that. And a part of me was like,
but she's 11.
But
that's different.
But it's the same point of having to realize that there is a different interest than my own. Instead of being selfish and indulging, I had to get the knives. Do you get what I'm
when
saying?
When they're 11, I'll buy them what they want.
Just
when
in
they're
general,
two, Ronnie.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Does that make sense to you?
No. I like to get kids what they want so they will play with it. If I get them something I want, it just sits.
But they're two. They don't know the difference between a Super Mario toy and some expensive toy that my sister asked for. Do you see the difference?
Some kids do.
Yeah.
My little nieces and nephews do. So I always try to. That's my little one. He likes Star Wars.
But okay, so how old is your little one?
He is 7.
He's 7. Do you think that your 7-year-old would know the difference, like, between a Star Wars toy and, like, an off-brand toy that I bought, like, you know, just at like 5 and below? I don't think he would.
Yes.
I don't think he would.
Yes, he would.
How
yes.
would he know the difference? Their brains aren't developed enough to know the difference.
He just knows.
Yeah, they
he
are.
Watches commercials and TV, and he just knows.
Kids are smart. I also feel
that smart. That's smart.
I also feel like the toys that your sister was asking for, they were pricey, but they involved all three kids, though. And I think that's something that should be taken into consideration.
Thank you for calling us. Let me talk to her. This is Renee. Is this Renee? Wait,
yep.
Is Renee?
Yep,
what's that, Renee? Renee and Maisie. This is mother-daughter. This is great. Do you understand my theory of, like, why buy kids what they want if they don't really know? Like, again, when they're getting older, maybe. But like when they're kids, like why am I going to like buy all this specific? I'm going to buy stuff that I think is cool because like I might as well enjoy it because they're not going to be able to enjoy it yet.
As a parent, I totally agree.
Thank you.
When they're like, I only agree with that when they're like two, because if you got them like a go-kart or something, they're going to be running into walls and then she's going to be blaming you for buying them that, and then she's going to be like, you're the reason they're hurt.
Wait, Maisie. Wait, what?
Oh. Maisie agrees that at two it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter,
and
Jess.
I'm saying that even, I mean, Maisie's 11 and her older sister's 15, and I still buy them gifts that I think are cool.
Jessica, what are you going to say to this? It's a mother.
I'm still team your sister. If I was your sister, I literally would be like, you're literally complaining all the time. I gave you two separate lists. You disregard me all the time, and you still get them something that like had nothing to do with what I suggested. I would be irritated.
Well, how do you justify that, Renee? Why do you buy stuff that you think is cool versus what they think is cool?
I buy stuff that I think is cool. They don't know everything. I know more about what's out there in the world might enjoy. So,
I think
it's learning new stuff every day that you are not knowing.
Mom knows better.
I still buy her things that she wants, but I also am a very intentional gift giver. And I'm going to buy her some stuff that I think is cool that she doesn't even know exists.
Exactly.
But is it like a combination of things, though? Like, I feel like you're saying, like, you still honor what she's mentioning and what she's into, and then you're also adding things, right?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's fair.
Some of the things she wants.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Yeah. You at least could have thrown in a banana in there, is all I'm saying. Like, you know?
This segment's still here.
To bay or not to bay? That is the Maryland question.
Welcome to yet another year of the segment that we said was going to last for 4 weeks. Remember this?
Yeah.
Jess and I came up with this concept in a Wegmans parking lot.
And now it's the most popular, it's a popular segment that we have.
It's the most talked about, for sure. Isn't it funny, though, too? Like, you know how much work we put into the other segments? A lot.
No one ever mentions those.
They don't ever talk
about
those.
They're always like, you know what you should try for today or not today? And I'm like, tell me.
But for some reason,
this is never going to end. Like, so we need all the suggestions we can get.
Do you know how much drama we put up with people's like not when it comes to like, you know, the forgive and forgets and like getting those lined up and like just. But then it's like, you should put Old Bay on cheddar cheese. We're like, all right.
You know why? I think it's because it's something that people can participate in.
That's true. Yeah.
And you know?
Play at home, too. Just
imagine you get to play at home.
Yeah, you can participate yourself. Anyway, if you've never been here for this before, Jess, what is this?
It is a Maryland-themed taste segment, a taste test segment, where we put Old Bay on things you typically wouldn't put Old Bay on. To see if it's good with everything is what we were told when we came here 5 years ago. And it's not. You should not put Old Bay in everything. But it is pretty good on some things, some combos that we have discovered just because of this segment that you probably wouldn't have known unless we maybe showed you.
We had a 2.5-hour meeting yesterday over the theme of January because I pitched very hard that I think for January, obviously everyone's like trying to do resolutions, trying to like get healthy for the new year. And I was like, well, we should do healthy foods.
Okay.
For the new year.
Which makes sense.
Makes sense, right? Sure. For a theme for January for foods. And I said, well, instead of new year, new me, we should do new year, Old Bay. And Jess looked at me like I was some kind of crazy person.
I was confused because I'm like, okay, if it's new year, new me, shouldn't it be like new year, new bay? Because when you say new year, old bay, I was like, oh, so are we going to do like nostalgic snacks? Because you're saying like old bay.
But you got to say, oh, you got to say like new year, old, like new old.
Because it's not working. It's like.
No, it is working.
New year, old bay, broccoli. Like, I don't get it. Like, do you get what I'm saying?
It's new year, old bay.
Wouldn't it be new bay? No. Can we please outsource that? Because it...
No, it makes sense. Does it not make sense to you?
I would like the outside opinion on
Old
that.
Old Bay.
Wouldn't it New Year, New Bay? If you want to do like the healthy snacks for like New Year, New Me?
I think think everyone, I'm pretty sure you understand what we're trying to say here, right? You can text us, though. That does make complete sense to you, right? You can text us, 410-583-1065. Okay, we're starting, and trust me, this was a whole production yesterday.
This is such a sad little box.
I'll tell you the story. Charlotte's not here today. It's been so chaotic. Sad. I'll tell you the story of how we get a broccoli.
There's one piece of broccoli in this brown little box.
Don't ask it. Just
like, where is this from? I'm kind of afraid of where you got
this. It's from Whole Foods. But like,
it looks like you picked it up on the floor and put it in a box. Like,
just know, I had a very chaotic day yesterday. Just be thankful it's here. So broccoli, we're starting with broccoli, y'all. It's a very healthy food. We're doing only healthy foods for the month of January. Do you even like broccoli?
It's cold.
I didn't have time to eat it. Charlotte's not here. Do you like broccoli in general?
Yeah, I enjoy broccoli, but this broccoli, it just looks like it's been through it. Is this expired broccoli?
We've both been through it, okay?
Broccoli? This looks like some sad broccoli, my guy. I'm a little afraid.
We're going to do, no, it's fresh.
It's not giving new bae, I'll tell you that. It's looking like tired bae.
My spirit is like that broccoli. Can you...
Withered.
Given up. Yeah. It's given up. Can you...
What is this?
It's just broccoli, Jessica.
Are you sure?
Can you just eat the broccoli, please? It's fine, right? It's just fine. It's yesterday's broccoli, but it's early. What do you want?
Oh, man.
Old Bay on broccoli. I'm not a broccoli fan, but like Jess is going to tell you, if you put Old Bay on broccoli...
On cold broccoli.
It's not
I don't know if it's even going to stick on. I think that's the thing. Okay, here we go, guys.
Y'all, we're just trying. It's the first week of January. What do you want? It's your free radio show.
It's falling off.
Old Bay broccoli. New Year, Old Bay.
New Year, New Bay. New Year, Withered Bay.
It's got a crunch to it. I heard the crunch.
Ooh,
I hate broccoli.
Sure. That's fine.
What do you mean? What does that even mean?
Truly, I think the only word to describe this experience is... Fine.
We're just getting through it, y'all.
And that kind of, I think that also describes January, right?
The first week of January,
it's
right?
It's fine.
It's fine.
Is my life changed? No. Do I want to throw up? No. That's a plus. Like, can I get through this? Yes. Does it taste like you're trying to eat healthy? Sure. It does add a little dynamic.
Is it better, though?
I feel like if this was, like, hot and sautéed, I feel like that would be kind of yummy.
So cold.
But I'm going to say cold... Broccoli with Old Bay spice on it is fine.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.